You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, April the 26th, 2025. And this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank here in the Twin Cities, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team in RE/MAX Advantage Plus. This is a live real estate show. Every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., we're down here at the WCCO studio, downtown Minneapolis, and it is an interactive show. So you have questions, comments, thoughts, interrupt us at any point. 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us. 612-294-6949 by phone or by text at any point. We got a lot to talk about in the Minnesota real estate market, and it's a beautiful, beautiful start to the weekend. I was just talking to Ryan off air a little bit. You're heading out on the boat right after this, Ryan.
It's a boat day, the maiden voyage on Lake Minnetonka with my buddy's boat, because the only thing better than owning a boat is a buddy with a boat.
That is fun.
So we're getting out there, and we're going to be looking at all the mansions out there. That's some good, you know, window shopping in the real estate market,
because that is,
those are some properties, you know, I'll never afford, but they're fun to look at.
Hey, it is fun. Fun to get out. A great weekend. Hope everybody listening has some time to get out with family and friends. Again, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, 612-294-6949. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us live by phone or text. We're going to dive in first to a real estate update here. These are comparing year-over-year numbers for you to get an idea what's happening. You know, people, a common question you get, you're out and about, what's the market like? How are things going? Well, here are some numbers for you. We've got new listings, new homes for sale in the Twin Cities metro area. We're almost even, totally flat compared to year-over-year, 1,518 sales. However, accepted purchase agreements or newly pending sales, as we say in the real estate world, up 5.5%. There were 1,057 pending purchase agreements, again, up 5% year over year. And the inventory is also still increasing. There's about 3% more homes for sale in the Twin Cities, 7,956 homes for sale in the Twin Cities, still really, really historically low overall, but it is improving a little bit. A little bit better news for buyers out there. There's a lot of buyers that can't find anything to buy, really in all price ranges too, from the first-time home buyer all the way up to the luxury property. There is really limited inventory all across the board, but it's great to see an increase in pending sales interest rate wise. Again, this is an update from with Mike Overson, Luminate Bank. They are a local bank right here in the Twin Cities. The 30-year fixed rate has kind of been hanging in the 6.5% to 7% range. There's been some slight edits on it, but rates have really kind of been in that higher 6 range the whole time. And, you know, a common question we're getting is, you know, why is there more activity right now? And I think, again, what has happened is eventually people that maybe bought during COVID that had a lower interest rate, eventually life happens. People get married. They get divorced. They have kids. They downsize. They relocate for their jobs. They just decide they want to live in another part of the country. I have a buddy who this week just up and moved to Florida. Sold his house in Minnesota, Ryan, and he said, I'm moving to Florida. I called him a couple days ago, and I said, how are you? And he said, I'm loving life. He literally moved down to St. Petersburg, sold his place in St. Paul, and he's out.
And he's smarter than either of us. I mean, we're still here in Minnesota. We're thanking the Lord it's 60 degrees today, and he's getting sunburned.
So you've got people like that that just move, you know, up and move out of the country. Our team, the Minnesota real estate team, we help a lot of relocation people. We work with folks all across the country, people that maybe find us online or see our team and say, hey, looks like you guys help folks all across Minnesota and Wisconsin. So there's a lot of that. The Twin Cities, the job base here obviously being more solid compared to a lot of parts of the country. There's a lot of people relocating into the Twin Cities. And so that's some of the reasons when people say, hey, what's going on here? Why is there more activity? Interest rates are still, you know, closer to 7, life happens. Life happens, and I think that's what fellow agents watching or listening are feeling as well in our market, that things are starting to happen a little bit. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at any time. A quick question came in, just said, do all condos allow pets? Condos, townhomes, a good question. You have to be sure to check the HOA documents. So when you're purchasing a condo or a townhome, there's going to be documents that you'll have 10 days to review. In Minnesota, you get 10 days to review those documents. Be sure to read those. Read the fine print. Find out anything they allow, they don't allow, whether it is to your question with pets, whether it's about rentals, allowing you to rent the unit, whether there's rental terms. Is it a minimum term? You've got to do a 30-day, or are you allowed to do like an Airbnb type of rental? A lot of specifics for you to read through when you get those condo documents. But it's a good question. Thanks for reaching out to the show. Again, 612-294-6949. Don't be bashful. We are happy to answer any and all of your questions here from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. We've got some featured listings we're going to be touching on as well. 612-294-6949 is how you can reach us here at any point. In fact, before the break, I'll touch on one. Miss Jennifer Ritzman with the Minnesota Real Estate Team has a nice listing down in Cannon Falls, 403 Evergreen Drive. $399.9 for this. It's a 5-bed, 3-bath, over 2,200 finished square feet. It's a 1-level home. It's down in Cannon Falls. And there is a $20,000 recent price improvement. It's got an updated kitchen, granite countertops, double oven, stainless steel appliances, a farm sink, large window to the backyard. Again, 5-bed, 2-bath, 3-quarter ensuite bath for the primary bedroom. It's got a large private flat backyard, offers a fire pit, landscaped tree areas. It gives it kind of the up north feel, quiet neighborhood. And Jennifer said its home is steps away from a neighborhood playground and park. Property's only available due to relocation. Be sure to check out, again, Cannon Falls. For those that have been down there, wonderful community, lots of bike trails, vibrant downtown, so much more, easy commute. So again, check that one out. Very nice property, 403 Evergreen Trail East in Cannon Falls. for $399.99, listed with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage. Plus, we got some phone lines ringing here at WCCO, and we welcome your questions, comments, thoughts. We're up against our first break. However, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope the weekend's going well. The sun is shining here in Minnesota. We're in downtown Minneapolis, and we welcome questions, comments, thoughts. We got a caller, Tom, calling us here today. Tom, good morning to you, and how can we best help?
Well, I have a few questions. I have a property on Lake Minnetonka that's a 9/10 of an acre, part wooded, and a flat lot of 95 feet of shoreline. And I've been talking to different realtors to find out who's the best to talk to or to sign with. And I've got three, and I'm just not sure which one to go with. And then I've got the property I have was two lots, and I put water and sewer to the upper lot, which is wooded. And should I split the lot back again, or should I keep it whole?
Really good question. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. And is the lot right now, as you have it structured, can it be, can you build another property on that lot or no?
Well, I think we can, because I paid for the city asked me to, when they redid the road, do I want water to that lot for future use? And I said yes, and so I paid for it. A few thousand dollars to have water to that upper lot. And it's big enough to accommodate under the rules of the city.
Okay.
So it's like a casita or would be nice for a mother-in-law's house or something like that.
Yeah. It sounds like a beautiful property. And I think, and I appreciate you calling in. I think what you're describing is what, you know, from a home seller standpoint, oftentimes what is a little bit of a common dilemma. In this case, Tom said he's met with three different agents and, you know, really just trying to look at, hey, who should I hire? Some quick thoughts. And again, you know, from being in the industry for, almost 25 years now, having friends really at all the different companies, there's a lot of really good companies here in town. And I think my advice, what I would say is, find someone you trust, someone that has shown proven results, that can show you results of what they've done for sellers. I think an important piece when you're hiring a listing agent is about marketing as well. What are they going to do, the agent and the company, from a marketing standpoint for your, in this case, your beautiful Lake Minnetonka property, from a marketing standpoint? And I think, you know, again, you think of all the different ways that you can advertise properties. Just as a, you know, as a small example with our team, we put stuff in the Star Tribune. People still read the newspaper. So we advertise our sellers' listings in the Star Tribune. Obviously, we feature them here on the Minnesota Real Estate Show. People listen to the radio. A lot of the younger generation, of course, a lot of folks are on social media. You've got to have an agent do some nice work on social media, some video work as well. Scott Wolmering just had a listing he put on, a beautiful listing down in Lakeville. It's actually, I think it's $2.5 million. Scott did a beautiful video on it, shared it on social media, but got a ton of shares, a ton of comments, a ton of likes on it. And so I think as you look at options on it, you know, again, check on marketing strategies, check on proven results, and then just check on obviously who you're comfortable with, who you feel good with. That they're treating you well, they're honest. I think, again, a really good listing agent and broker is well worth any fee a seller is going to pay. He or she is going to help, obviously, from the marketing standpoint, but then also guiding you through the transaction. Once you get an offer on that beautiful property, then it's all about, okay, let's take this to closing. And you really need a pro that understands the transaction, because unfortunately, not everything closes, and you need someone that really understands that transaction process, the financing process, and will guide you to a smooth and successful closing. So I know I'm a little wordy, and that was a really long answer on who you should choose, but I think it's great. You're interviewing people, you're talking to folks, and regarding the subdividing of the lot, it's not a bad idea at all. I mean, I think it would depend how will that casita look with your house next to it. Do you think it would be more valuable looking at it, the entire parcel together, maybe looking at a market analysis that way, and then looking at a separate market analysis with the two separate parcels? Be sure your agents are helping you look at both of those scenarios. And again, we are happy to help. Certainly no pressure from our end at all, especially if you are close to choosing someone. Again, a lot of friends at all the companies in the Twin Cities, and there are many good companies and agents. So I hope that helps you a little bit. But again, know you're entering a good market. And like Ryan just said in the first break, he's hopping on the boat. So, Ryan, what do you think of that? Driving around Lake Minnetonka, a nice property, two lots.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of good spots over, that's where I live in Mound. You know, this is where this property is. So, and I'm going to get on the boat today out in Minnetonka. So maybe I'll take a look at that parcel of land. And there's just so many options. And it's like all the lots are so condensed, but there's so many possibilities with teardowns. Yeah. They have the original homes, yeah, and then you build the multi-million mansions. It's just very interesting how the dynamic works out there. So I hope it works out for you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the show, Tom. We do appreciate it. And again, just know you're entering a market of limited inventory. So as long as your home is properly presented and the last note is properly priced, I know what people feel is, again, you know, I've been a home seller before, so I understand. You want to maximize the amount of money you can get. And the interesting thing about this market in the Twin Cities is I am a strong believer you cannot underprice a listing right now. And what do I mean by that? And really in any price range. I've seen multiple offers in any and all price range. And the reason why, again, is people that are looking to buy homes in your price range, most likely in your area, your price point, there is not a lot to choose from. So when something comes on the market that is priced well, oftentimes multiple offers will self-correct that to value or above value, versus the other strategy is, hey, let's just throw it high. Let's just throw it high. And oftentimes in that case, we can see listings sit. People will look at it, they'll like it, but they'll say, wow, this is an extra 50 grand, way too high, we can't afford it. This is an extra 100 grand, an extra 250. They walk away from it. And so we're seeing an interesting kind of dichotomy in the market where a lot of stuff moving quickly, multiple offers sold over list, a lot of overpriced stuff languishing 30, 60, 90, 120 days. And so just be sure your agent, again, Tom, is going to help you pricing-wise. Again, even with a beautiful home on Lake Minnetonka, you cannot underprice. Buyers that are looking for that are going to see it, and their agent, their buyer's agent, is going to help them understand, do a market analysis, and say what is that property worth? So a really good question. That brought up some good points that I could hit on kind of about the buying and selling process as well, that hopefully are helpful for folks. Before the break, just wanted to touch on a listing. Justin Voss on our team, the Minnesota real estate team, has one in Sabika, Minnesota, 223 2nd Street Southeast for $180,000. It is a 5-bed, 3-bath home. It's a large lot. It's got a huge garage, 4-plus stalls. Again, it is, he says, a huge man cave and attached shed. 223 2nd Street Southeast, Sabika, Minnesota, for $180,000. How about that? You can't beat that. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. We are the Minnesota Real Estate Team. It's a local group. We're all over the Twin Cities, Western Wisconsin, really all over Minnesota. We are a team that started back in 2003, if you can believe it. And I've had the good fortune of working with so many outstanding agents on our team, really all across Minnesota and Western Wisconsin. What made me think about or saying that is we got a question that came in, and this one is, as they said, it's a bit of a morbid or a bit of a downer type of question. But the question was earlier this week, there was what sounds like a murder or a suicide in a neighborhood nearby. I can only imagine there would be challenges dealing with such a property. I wouldn't want to live there. So have you guys had any experience with such a property? Yes. The short answer is yes, we have. These types of situations can be incredibly difficult, obviously for family, friends, everyone involved, the neighbors. Part of the reason I said a little bit about our team is that we literally work with about every imaginable type of transaction. From this type of property, where you're coming in and there's been a horrible event that has happened and you need to navigate that with the seller, to represent banks, lenders, corporate sellers who are selling properties, hedge funds who are selling properties, obviously individual homeowners, people going through short sales. That used to be super common, where people owed more than they could sell it for. So we would represent the seller. Let's say they bought it like I did. I bought some rental property in 2005, 6 at, let's just say, $350,000. Well, the mortgage world collapsed. The real estate market collapsed. Values went down to $150,000, $200,000 for that property. Now people need to sell it. Well, how do you sell a property worth $150,000 that you got a loan on it for $300,000? You do something called a short sale. And in those cases, your agent, your broker is helping guide you through that process of working with the bank to getting the bank or the lenders to take less than what is owed. So we've done a lot of short sales over the years. A lot of investment property. That's how I started in this business in 2001, buying a duplex. Up and down duplex. This is, in my opinion, still, though it's a limited inventory market, a great market for investors. I actively working with a friend to do a lot of fix and flipping as well. So some people say, hey, prices are up. Boy, this is a terrible time. You can't be a real estate investor. I think my experience over the years of investing in real estate is there's never a better time than the present. You may always feel like there's a reason to not buy. Interest rates are higher. Values are higher. Limited inventory, et cetera, et cetera. What we learn with real estate is that nothing happens quickly. If you are going to build wealth over time through real estate, that's done slowly. Slowly, it's like running a marathon. And so the friends who I've met, who I know in the real estate investing world, who have done really well, kind of are sort of like the marathon runners. I went last night, Ryan, to one of my nieces, one of my dear nieces, Grace, was in The Little Mermaid.
What role was she? Come on.
Scuttle.
Scuttle,
do you remember? So actually, both Lucy and her and my other niece, Lucy, so they were both in this. Wonderful. Down at Edina, it was a play. Had a lot of fun. Anyway, my point is afterwards, my brother Tim, Tim and his wife Annie, they have four wonderful kids, but two of their kids in the play, was talking to a friend. She said, hey, I ran the Boston Marathon. Boston Marathon was recently. So it just got me thinking a little bit. And again, I know when you buy real estate, you know, people, especially if you're thinking things are unaffordable right now, I've been renting forever, or I can't ever buy anything. I get it. The affordability piece is a huge challenge right now, whatever price range you are in. But I think the big thing to remember with real estate is it's like a marathon. It is a longer term slow and steady wins the race. As I think about this gal who ran the Boston Marathon, as I think about my friends, some people in the industry I know who've done extremely well building a lot of wealth with real estate investing, they buy a bunch of stuff, they hold on to it over time, and eventually values rise. Now, is there a potential for values to decrease? Certainly. I experienced it in the late 2000s. Values decreased. However, it was a different market. There were a lot of macro reasons why that happened. Right now, and again, we share these stats every week, values every year are slowly but surely rising due to limited inventory, due to demand, and due to, again, a variety of reasons, a strong job market, a lot of people moving to the Twin Cities. So anyway, again, a long answer to your question about have we worked with that type of customer? We have. We have. And again, sorry to hear about the situation. We can be of any help, 612-294-6949. Ryan, you going to run a marathon?
Not anytime soon, no. No. I will be there with the water or the Gatorade, and I can splash it on the runners.
What do you think about Scott? You think Scott could do it?
He seems like a fit fella. I mean, he really does. You know, or maybe his shirts he wears are just too tight. I don't know.
I got to mention a little thing. So this week I'm talking to Scott, and Scott, you know, he works out every day in the gym. And I said, Scott, he had a couple younger gals, maybe in their 20s, maybe in their 30s, came up to him and said, wow, you are a really fit guy for an older, man. So Scott had to laugh a little bit because he was one of those things where it was kind of crazy. Al Schock, Al, what do you think about fitness with Scott? You think he could be running any marathons there or what?
All depends how long the marathon is.
So true. Al's looking over here, me all by my lonesome. You're wondering what's going on, aren't you, bud?
I was come in here looking for those four or five people up on these risers over here and in the upper deck and everything. But what's going on? Where are they?
Al, you doing anything fun this weekend for nice weather here today?
I'm working here.
Yeah, you're working.
Yeah, and then I'll let's see. I have a couple of ball games to announce next week. Rain might shorten that schedule, but I got some baseball ahead of me, both in high school and college.
Hey, what if Ryan takes you out in the boat?
I don't think so.
We got an extra swimsuit for you, Al.
I just wanted to let you know I was going through some of my archives back here, personal archives. 43 years ago today was my first day as a radio news anchor.
Well, congratulations.
At the late, great WPAM in Pottsville.
How about a little round of applause for 43 years?
43. And I still remember when I took that job and I looked on the calendar and that date, I said, I'm going to remember this date because someday is going to serve me. I'm going to be able to say I was in broadcasting for this long. And my career's been up and down. Everybody's has. And until I came here. Now it's down toward the bottom again. No, just kidding.
Well, you're a good man, friend. We appreciate you. Thank you for joining us on the Minnesota Real Estate Show here today. You're always welcome with us.
And for real estate, two of our best friends bought a new house this week.
Hey.
How about that?
There we go. See, there's people, there's things happening.
And it's so different from when we bought our house and when I bought my first house that it was the buyer's market back then. These guys, my two friends, it took them a long time to finally get a bid in because usually they would find out something, go to the house, and the bid was already in by somebody else.
Yeah. Yep. Competitive. Really competitive.
It's so much more competitive than it was back in the 1990s when I bought my first house and then I bought this one.
Yeah, very, very good stuff. So true. So true indeed. Before the break, I wanted Al, congratulations on your 43 years, bud.
And I know there might be, there's a good chance it'll be 44.
All right.
45 might not make it because the R word's coming around.
Yeah, well, you're a good man.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just here, okay?
Nope, you're a good man, friend. We appreciate you. Congratulations again. Before the break, I did want to touch on one last listing here. Bill Ebert with the Minnesota Real Estate Team has got one in Edina. It's a condo. 6423 Colony Way, number 2G in Edina, 149.9, $149,900. A lot of new updates, newer carpeting, paint, appliances, stainless steel, quartz countertops, kitchen backsplash. It's a prime location. It's only a block from Southdale and the Fairview Medical Campus. It's close to Lake Cornelia, Southdale, the Galleria, tons of shops. It's got an outdoor pool located backside of the property for privacy of condo owners. Again, $149.9, live in Edina for under $150,000, 6423 Colony Way, number 2G. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We like to feature some of our sellers' listings. We've got one in South St. Paul. David Meyer has a property, 240 21st Avenue South, number 12. It's $215,000. And it's a two-bed, two-bath, one-car. It's an awesome starter home, David says. It's got a super low HOA, which is $225 a month. It's got a back deck looking over the pond, fresh carpet throughout. It's got very spacious bedrooms up and a family room with a half bath. It's a short walk to the park and a quick, easy access to Highway 52 North. It's move-in ready, he said. Two-bed, two-bath, one-car garage, 240 21st Avenue South, number 12, over in South St. Paul. And then one other one David has in Stillwater, 3702 Abercrombie Lane for $268,000. This also is a two-bed, two-bath, two-car garage, 1,550 finished square feet. And it is just went active on the market. It's a Settler Glen townhome, and David said they don't come up often as the neighborhood is very well kept and managed. Home's immaculate. He said you'll love cozying up to the gas fireplace in the living room, enjoying the privacy of the loft area. Since 2017, the current owner has replaced a lot. Fixtures, new appliances, washer and dryer, water heater. It's got high-end Anderson storm door window on the front. New gutters, loads of natural light. It's close to the Gateway Park. Lots of trails close by over in Stillwater. So the East Metro, 3702 Abercrombie Lane in Stillwater for $268,000. Be sure to check that property out. Ryan, we had some callers, too. Any questions, comments, thoughts?
Yes. A caller called in, and it's something that's been on my mind, too, as a younger home buyer and then home owner. It was because we have a lot of listeners who have kids who are now getting to that age where they're getting into the market and looking for a realtor and buying a home. But as Al mentioned before, it's just so much different and so much more expensive, and it doesn't look like it's going to keep getting more expensive. It doesn't look like there's any sign that it's going to stop anytime soon. And the affordability factor is just really hampering prospective buyers. And I guess what would be any advice you could share for people, you know, in their, let's say in their 30s, in late 20s even, who want to get, they're done with renting, they want to get a home. What advice could you offer?
It's so hard. The first thing I say is I feel your pain. We feel your pain. The local real estate community, the mortgage lenders listening, we collectively feel your pain. Affordability is a huge, huge issue, and it's tough. From a suggestion standpoint, what do you do? We are hopeful interest rates will come down later this year. Again, Mike Overson, Luminate Bank, has been talking about this. There's no guarantee with that. I think, you know, you follow things politically. Of course, you've seen Trump pushing hard, trying to encourage the Fed to lower rates. Again, a lot of different schools of thought on that. But I think the market is what it is. And so I think if you are a younger person, you know, don't feel bad about living with a sibling, living with mom and dad, living with whoever, saving an extra $50 a month, an ever extra $100 a month. You know, kind of the living below your means. I think about, you know, when I was a young person, I rented from my brother Tim. I had a little twin bed down in his dingy basement, Ryan, and he charged me, I don't know, a couple $100 a month. And so that helped. I mean, and I know that's not ideal for everybody. And I think what's hard right now is there's so many of these really nice apartments that I think are great, but they're also expensive. And so use your better judgment. Is there a way you can save a little bit on some of your housing costs? Try to put a little bit of money away, trying to build up a little bit of a nest egg. Because ideally, again, when you're the first-time home buyer, if you're buying FHA, 3.5% down. So some of these properties I've been talking about, $250,000, 3.5% down. That's $6,000-$7,000. Slowly over time, how can I save $6,000-$10,000? Thinking of a friend who younger friend I know who's got a full-time job, but also picked up a little side hustle. He's doing a DoorDash, making a couple hundred extra bucks here or there. So just know we feel your pain. The real estate market feels your pain. I don't think there is one immediate answer. We are hopeful affordability gets better for folks, but we were just talking about taxes being higher, insurance being higher. I don't know, Ryan, any thoughts on that? Is that helpful in any way?
I found that very helpful. I mean, yeah, I struggled to afford my home, but, you know, and now even just living in it, you have to think about that. You got to pay the mortgage. I mean, that's even more, and then the water and electric, you know, it's more than just like your average apartment now these days. I mean, there's so many things you have to factor. You really have to rewire your thinking, because before I was a homeowner, it was spend, baby. And now it's, now I see all this money in my bank account. Like, well, I know where that's going to go at the first of the month.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough. We feel your pain. And again, we are, we'd be happy to sit down with you. If you're in a spot you've been renting forever, we are happy to talk you through that. I know we're up against the end of the show here already. It's been fun. Ryan, thanks, bud. Thanks for carrying me through the show.
Hey, it's fun. It's fun. I hope you get a sip of water here, for goodness sake.
It has been a fun show. We appreciate it. Hopefully you got some value out of listening today. That's our goal. We'd be honored to help your family, friends, neighbors, sons, daughters, whoever, buy, sell, invest in real estate. Please reach out to the Minnesota Real Estate Team at any time. And most importantly, get out this weekend. Enjoy the sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day here today. Thank you again to everybody who's listened. We'll be back next Saturday. Thanks to Ryan Perpich in studio. This has been the Minnesota Real Estate Show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.